U.S. Supreme Court Chief Justice William Rehnquist had a tracheotomy over the weekend after he was hospitalized as part of his treatment for thyroid cancer. Rehnquist was only recently diagnosed with cancer. It's not clear how serious it is, but as NPR's Patricia Naiman reports, the fact that he had a tracheotomy suggests the cancer is extensive.
There are many questions about the Chief Justice's condition. Court officials have not said which type of thyroid cancer he has. There are at least four types of thyroid cancer. The most common usually affects women under 60 and is curable. This form of cancer is usually treated by surgery to remove the thyroid. Patients are then put on thyroid replacement since the gland is no longer producing the hormones which are needed to regulate the body's metabolism. But in Chief Justice Rehnquist's case, a tracheotomy is an ominous sign. UCLA endocrinologist Dr. Jerome Hirschman is a thyroid cancer researcher.
It is possible that it is an aggressive type of thyroid cancer, or that it encroached or pushed on the trachea so that they thought it was safer to do this procedure first.
Too much pressure on the trachea, the windpipe, could make breathing difficult and even cause a patient to suffocate. During a tracheotomy, doctors cut a hole in the throat and insert a tube, essentially replacing the part of the trachea that was removed. Hirschman says it's possible that if the cancer hadn't invaded the windpipe, surgeons might have performed the tracheotomy as a preventive measure. Because if the cancer is rapidly growing and expected to soon invade the windpipe, the surgery would be done to try to stop that progression. Dr. Hirschman says this kind of aggressive thyroid cancer is rare. If it turns out Chief Justice Rehnquist's cancer is not aggressive, then his recovery, says Hirschman, even at 80 years old, could be relatively quick.
If you were to be operated on with the removal of the thyroid cancer, and the cancer could be completely removed without a very extensive operation requiring the removal of other tissues that are adjacent to it, then he might recover in a few weeks.
On the other hand, Hirschman says, if the cancer cannot be completely removed, then recovery would be slow and prognosis poor. Patricia Naiman, NPR News.